Blackstone presents The Book of the Seven Spells by Charlie Levett. This book is read by Jamie Lincoln Smith. To the St. Tim's Canterbury Choristers. Chapter 1. An Unlikely Quartet. Celia's foot slipped from beneath her, and for a few long seconds she hung from the cliff by the fingers of one hand as angry waves crashed into giant rocks 50 feet below. Her short-cropped red hair was plastered to her forehead with sweat as her sinewy body dangled in thin air. "Take that, Otto Bodkin," she thought, as she swung her body back toward the cliff and clung to a crevice with her toes. The mayor of Headley Helm had passed a law, a stupid law, against cliff climbing, and now Celia McNeil was about to make it to the top. She looked at the overhang of jagged rock above her and considered her position. She had two options: climb back down the way she had come, or risk falling to her death by pushing off with her legs, jumping 2 feet up and out, and grabbing hold of the outer rim of the ledge above her. The choice seemed obvious. Celia tensed her muscles, crouched, and leapt. Sebastian had been on his way to the Headley Helm Art Cinema to catch an afternoon showing of Casablanca when he heard shouts behind him. Other kids in Headley Helm liked movies, but Sebastian Garcia loved movies. He knew everything there was to know about movies, and he also knew, judging by the voices from across the courtyard, that he wouldn't be making it to Casablanca this afternoon. For the past 2 days, Boris Bodkin and his gang of goons had pitched Sebastian into the fountain after school, and anything Boris did for 3 days in a row became habit. Sebastian didn't want ending up in the fountain to become a daily occurrence, particularly since Boris and his companions, as they tossed him into the drink, liked to shout hateful things like, "Why don't you go back to where you came from?" or "Speak English." This was especially rich considering that, though his family came from Peru and not Mexico or Spain, which were Boris's most frequent guesses, Sebastian had been born in Headley Helm. Two of Boris's three primary minions had arrived in town just last year. Though Sebastian could speak Spanish, he never did so at school. As a matter of fact, his grades on grammar quizzes in their shared English language arts class were a heck of a lot better than Boris the Beast Bodkin's. So when he saw Boris and
sample complete. Ready to continue?